WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it's much more likely to stop sanctuary cities at the state level, right here in Pennsylvania, than at the Trump level. And my job, our job, I think, is to push to get that done. Yesterday on the Dom Show, we talked about that tomorrow in Harrisburg, Martina White will introduce a bill. The Senate has already done their version of it, passed it overwhelmingly, to defund, essentially, sanctuary cities like Philadelphia that are arrogantly might stand a better chance, in my view, legal experts at the national level at pushing back on that. There's a lot of reasons why than the state level. So we had a caller yesterday because I was talking about our job, particularly, you know, few Democrats are going to vote for this, is to see what Republicans are going to do finally now that they have the chance to do this. There's a national move. There's a Pennsylvania move. It's clear to do that. We had a caller that said, when talking about representatives, a new representative out in Delaware County, Republican, he didn't think was on board with this, would vote for either of these bills or whatever comes out of them around defunding sanctuary cities, even though he was in favor of it in principle. There were repercussions for Delaware County. Now, Delaware County is still labeled by various people, you can like it or not like it, the Trump administration and others, as a quasi or a full-up sanctuary. Yes, Delaware County. Because they won't hold people on detainer from ICE. Joining us is the state representative. What I'm going to try to do is bring on as many of these guys over the course of the next couple months. Hopefully it'll only be a couple months. As it makes its way through Harrisburg to see where they are. That you can hear them. And to see if we can't get this done finally. Let's talk with State Representative Alex Charlton here on the Dom Giordano program. Representative, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning, Dom. Thank you for having me.
Well, for your listeners, for our listeners, where is your district?
My district is the 165th. It represents Springfield, Morton, Marple, and the half of Radnor, the western half, essentially.
Okay. Now, the caller yesterday essentially said you seem to be sympathetic to this, but Delaware County, possibly under the Senate bill or one of these bills, would lose funding also potentially.
Well, and let's be clear. You know, the law is clear as it's written already that any local government or entity that is prohibiting in any way any transfer of of information to Immigration and National Services, they're, you know, going against the law by doing it. You have to provide that information. And I agree with that completely. You know, and there's no doubt that illegal aliens have harmed Americans. I mean, we've all seen the stats, and we can go okay. into it if we want to, but we all know that that's out there. So, you know, again, to emphasize it, you know, these bills, I support them. My concern is the issue that we are working to come to a resolution on. Our senator Pat Toomey is working at the federal level to work on this detainer conundrum that we have. You know, the essentially the problem is that, you know, by following the law, if you know, Delaware County has somebody on the detainer, you know, within a certain amount of time, they have to be released by law. We can't just keep them indefinitely. But if INS has not come around yet, well, we don't want to now be considered a sanctuary for that illegal immigrant. That was never the intention. They're just trying to follow the law. So.
Well, let's talk specifics, though. I mean, is Delaware County really going to release someone who's dangerous, even though ICE has a detainer on them and they haven't gotten over there yet? What's the over and under on how long you think they ought to hold them?
Well, you know, look, I can't speak for the county specifically. You know, I can only speak from my perspective. But, you know, I would think certainly that the county is going to do everything it can to hold them as long as it can to ensure that that person goes to the right authorities. But you are always working with time constraints. And I understand that, you know, look, the INS may not be able to get there as quickly as they want to. And the county's not going to make any attempt to be considered sanctuary. You know, they're not going to come out there and make any claims that they're providing safe harbor. You know, there's nothing but, you know, good Republican government here in Delaware County at the county level. If they're going to make sure that they're protecting our citizens, not illegal immigrants.
I'm still trying to get a timeline, though. You're more inside this than I of what it is that we're talking about here that gives worry. I get it. Can't go on indefinitely. If it's going to be a matter of hours or a day or so, though, that certainly seems reasonable, right?
Well, and I think the timeline, it's either 48 or 72 hours, and, you know, I'm not exactly sure.
Okay.
That's
all right. Fair enough. Now, so does that mean then you would vote for both these bills? And we realize, without getting into the weeds, that there would have to be amendments. There's going to be a whole big thing that happens here in Harrisburg.
Oh, 100%. There's no doubt about it. What we are working on in Harrisburg, and I've had this conversation with Martina, and it's already, you could see it in Senator Rentschenthaler's bill, you know, ensuring that there are good faith exceptions for the law enforcement agencies that are making the attempt to coordinate with
okay.
the federal agency. You know, it's that hang up on the detainers. You know, if that's going to be something that's going to be so strictly enforced that counties unintentionally get thrown under the bus, I think that's unfair if they're making a good faith effort, but the law being what it is, they're now required to release that person.
All right. Well, I don't know about that. I hear what you say, and I look at Jonathan Turley, who's my go-to guy, national constitutional scholar. You see him on CNN and Fox a lot, and he talks about the fact that this should be fought and that detainers are very much like time spent pending charges. They are constitutional, can be done. I mean, I get it, Representative. There could be, you can't do this for 6 months or a month or whatever.
Oh, God, no.
But I just think there has to be more of a pushback on this because places like Philadelphia use this as a dodge to say, to get out of compliance.
Oh, sure. And look, you know, for the places that have come out and said, we are going to provide safe harbor, There's no holdback of the law on them. I think that they need to feel the full punishment of either of these bills when they're enacted. You know, they are blatantly going against federal law, and there's no ground for that. And that's we cannot have people acting in that manner. You know, if you're going to overstep your legal authority,
mm-hmm.
you're circumventing rule of law. You know, what are we if we don't have our law?
Okay. So to summarize all this, then, your position right now, it's dependent on what's done with the detainer or not?
No, my position is just to ensure that I'm going to, with whichever bill comes before the House first, whether it's Martina
okay.
White's bill or it's Senator Rentschenthaler's bill, I'll be voting in support of it.
Good. All
but
right.
my assurance is that I've received is that we're working on the detainer issue to make sure that the good counties, the counties and then the municipalities that want to be active participants in ensuring the protection of our citizens are protected.
Okay, your sense of timelines on this, it's a bit fuzzy. She introduces it to committee tomorrow. Is this going to be another 6 months, or do you see this as a priority?
So it will go through the Judiciary Committee, I believe, which is a committee mm-hmm. I do not sit on. So
okay.
I don't know how long it'll take for them to go through it. You know, personally, I would love to see it move quickly. You know, there's no reason we shouldn't have these laws in the books.
Absolutely. Well, look, thanks for coming on and clarifying today. And
absolutely.
When you have other issues, we'd love to have you back.
I would love it. Thanks, Dom.
Thanks, Representative Alex Charlton, newly out there in Delaware County. All right. There's one. I count that as versus yesterday. Reassuring. I'm just trying to get to the bottom of this detainer stuff and how that might be used and what they may do.